We just figured the crypto market out, and we're about to make an insane prediction.
Once you understand this one thing, you'll realize why the prices have been moving down lately. But we're about to tell you where we're headed next.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to tell you how we just figured the crypto market out. And we're about to make an insane prediction about where it's going next.
So the market has been selling off lately, yeah? Everybody's panicking. Everybody's fearful. Look at the Bitcoin Fear and Greed Index. It's coming down. It's all the way back into the 40s. Everybody's saying Mt. Gox is releasing all their tokens. Everybody's talking about the U.S. government selling Bitcoin. Germany selling Bitcoin. There's all these negative headlines right now, but that is not the reason why the price of Bitcoin is going down. And to our listeners and to, who I don't know who's watching this show right now, but you need to follow the price of Bitcoin. It may not sound all sexy and you want those 100x gains when it comes to altcoins, but if Bitcoin doesn't perform well, your altcoins are going to go to zero. So you need to pay attention to what Bitcoin is doing. So we're going to analyze a little bit of what's happening here so you can start figuring out what's going to happen next with the markets.
Yeah, 100%. We're going to simplify the crypto market very well for you today. So this is one episode you need to watch until the end. And if you like this content, make sure to subscribe for more. So there's a ton of stuff, you know, the amount of information in the crypto market on a daily basis is absolutely insane. It's impossible to follow everything that's going on. There's fake news, there's real news, this person's buying, this person's selling. But what we've discovered at the current moment of where we're at in the 2024 Bitcoin crypto bull market, we found one indicator, one hidden cause, one hidden effect that seems to be driving the market down lately. But also, when you understand what's happening in this secret way, you can figure out where the market is going to go in the second half of 2024. That's why this is very important.
Yeah, look, so we've been alluding to this and we've been pointing this out on our social media channels, on Twitter, X, for a very long time now, because we're aware of what's going to happen. We knew that the Bitcoin ETF was going to be front run. We knew the halving was going to be front run because everybody's aware of it. The social media now gets amplified. But we also knew there was going to be a sell-off after the halving and after the ETF. And there's one particular reason. It all comes down to the miners. You have to understand there's hundreds of thousands of Bitcoin miners out there. When the rewards are cut in half, think about their mining revenue starts to go down. When the mining revenue starts to go down because the rewards have been cut in half, they are no longer receiving the same rewards they once were, but their operational costs are the exact same. The competition is more fierce. So right now we're waiting on a capitulation of the Bitcoin miners, and we're seeing that, and you can see that in the hash rate. The hash rate has been up only for 18 months. It has now started to curtail and is now on a downward trajectory in addition to the mining revenue that these miners are currently receiving.
For sure. I feel like people that are in crypto, people that talk about Bitcoin, everyone knows the name of the Bitcoin halving cycle. But I think it's important just to cover what exactly that means and how it pertains to this episode and this theory of ours. So Bitcoin halving cycle, the rewards that people get for mining Bitcoin are cut in half every 4 years. So if, you know, Josh is mining Bitcoin and, you know, just for, you know, simplicity purposes, you receive one Bitcoin. Well, after this halving cycle, which just occurred a few months ago, you receive a half a Bitcoin. So Bitcoin miners sell Bitcoin to cover their costs. But if your revenue, the amount of Bitcoin you're earning, gets cut in half in one day dramatically, your costs are now outweighing your revenue. So you have to start selling Bitcoin to cover your costs. And if you look at the, you know, we've got a lot of interesting stats to say today. So if you look at the Bitcoin miners reserved, they've dropped aggressively to June 2022 levels. That was when Bitcoin was trading below $20,000. So as of this, miners hold 1.8 million Bitcoin, but Bitcoin's all the way up at, you know, we're above 60K still. So you can see that although the Bitcoin price is a lot higher right now, when you look at the miners, it's almost like we're back in a bear market, the amount they're dumping.
Mm. So these inefficient miners are selling their Bitcoin right now, which is leading to a sell-off of Bitcoin itself, the price of Bitcoin, sorry. They are selling to cover their costs, yeah? But what ends up happening is eventually some of these miners are just not going to receive the rewards and they're not going to be able to cover their costs and they're going to go out of business. They're going to capitulate. So the more efficient miners who are sticking around, they're going to be accumulating. And at some point, they're going to be selling at higher prices. So right now, we're just waiting for these miners to capitulate. So then it has you look. All right, let's look at the historical patterns of what happens after previous Bitcoin halvings. 2012, the capitulation period was 4 to 6 months. 2016, 5 to 7 months. And 2020 was 3 to 6 months. So, you know, we're looking at an average of 4 months, let's say, before we see that capitulation occur. And if you pay attention a little bit longer into the episode, we'll tell you the exact date and why some of these high-level global Bitcoin miners are currently doing, and it paints the perfect picture.
Yeah, think about this. So just to put it into perspective, how much these Bitcoin miners are actually selling, which if you look at the Bitcoin chart and why it's just consistently been, you know, down for the last, you know, 2 months, it's downward chop. It just can't seem to break out because every little spike is being sold off by the miners. So according to In the Block, Bitcoin miners have sold more than 30,000 Bitcoin valued at over $2 billion since June alone. They're selling off billions in Bitcoin, which is negatively affecting the Bitcoin price and in turn negatively affecting your altcoin bags because liquidity is continually being sucked from the market. People see Bitcoin price go down. They say, oh, I'm going to sell my altcoins, you know, and it's just a domino effect. Bitcoin goes down. I sell my altcoins. Large caps get sold off. Small caps get sold off. It all comes back to Bitcoin price. And we think our theory is the most important factor right now is the continued and slow capitulation of the Bitcoin miners. But does this mean people should be selling all their bags because Bitcoin miners are capitulating? Well, if you didn't take profits in March and April, then we've got good news for you. Because as you mentioned, the Bitcoin miner capitulation does end.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when a bunch of these Bitcoin miners go out of business is that the big ones start to take over again and things kind of start to turn around, right?
Right. So as we've identified, typically the Bitcoin mining capitulation takes anywhere between 3 to 6 months. So let's look at some of the biggest players in the space. Let's look at Riot Platforms. They're one of the largest Bitcoin miners in the world. The Bitcoin halving occurred in April. If we go 3 months from there, we're looking at July. We go 6 months from there, we're looking at August, September, October area, right? In June 2023, Riot purchased 33,000 additional miners. They're essentially doubling their capacity. These are to be delivered in June and deployed end of July. Sure enough, why are they adding another 33,000 miners at that 3 month mark? In December 2023, they bought another 66,000. So last year they bought 60. When are these deployed? These are deployed at the end of September, at the end of 2024, that 6-7 month mark. So they've doubled their capacity and they're doing it at the tail end of the typical miner capitulation. Why do you think they're doing that?
Yeah.
It makes total sense. It's because the other miners are capitulating instead of burning their costs now with these, why adding another 90,000 miners and essentially mining into selling pressure. It makes no sense. Mm. Wait till they capitulate, turn the miners online, boom, start running those things for the next year. And if you look at why Bitcoin price is always skyrocketed post-halving, it's for this reason.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason that the Bitcoin halving cycle has continued to work and in our opinion will still work again. But I feel like, you know, when you go on social media, everyone's so focused on daily prices. They're trading with leverage. They're buying small cap memes. They want 100Xs yesterday, not today. But if you look at the underlying fundamentals of the forces that are driving the Bitcoin market, that are driving the crypto market right now, it seems to all be going to plan. And that is the Bitcoin miners are one of the most important things. These guys hold billions and billions in Bitcoin. And a lot of the selling pressure comes from them during this period. We've seen it in the halving cycles previously. We're seeing it in the halving cycle now. So what does this mean for, you know, now? And what does it mean for the future? It means that we are currently in the middle of the Bitcoin miner sell-off. And, you know, we've been talking about this for months and just really wanted to drive the point home with this episode. As we said, this is kind of a time where people just need to chill. People need to maybe accumulate some more projects because the Bitcoin miners will not continually sell Bitcoin for the next 2 years. There will be a point where the red flips into green, where they stop selling. Riot and all these massive Marathon, they're all going to be deploying more miners as the other small miners capitulate. And then that could be the time when the market really turns around.
Yeah. So now that a lot of altcoins have actually dipped, you know, 50, 70%, whatever it is, now is a much better time to be accumulating and not selling after something's already dropped at 70%. It doesn't make any sense knowing what we know when it comes to the Bitcoin miners. So what I'm currently looking for is lower prices are going to rinse the inefficient miners and get them out real quick. So, you know, if Bitcoin started to go down to like 50K, I'd almost welcome that because it'd get rid of these miners a little bit more quick. But what I'm really watching is for the hash rate to start increasing again, because it's indicating that more miners are going to be are coming back online. Mm-hmm. Right now, the hash rate's dropping because miners are going offline. Watch the hash rate spike back up again. That's indicating that there's strength in the network, and that's indicating that these miners are coming back online. We know that a lot of these are going to be deployed in July. We know there's going to be more deployed in September just by looking at one of these companies. And I think that's when we start to see Bitcoin start ripping again. And that's like, we kind of have like maybe 1 to 2 months left of accumulation, if that.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the numbers, because the halving just happened and they're receiving half the amount of Bitcoin, what is the stat here? It is an average cost of $84,000 per mined Bitcoin at time of recording. So you can, you know, so Bitcoin say is at 62K right now, but it's costing them $84,000 to mine it. That is a significant in the red, right? Over $20,000 loss per Bitcoin mine. No wonder they're selling so much Bitcoin. But look, it's not all blood. It's not all terrible. We have to have a long-term mindset in investing. We're all about looking for, you know, 6, 12, 18, 24 months, because in investing, the people who win are the people who have patience. And we try to preach patience on all of our social media channels. Don't be trading, day trading, leverage trading for quick gains. If you find quality projects, invest in Bitcoin, find the quality altcoins that will see tailwinds when the market turns around. You need to look back on these times, this classic miner selling, miner capitulation, as times where you can accumulate quality projects at low prices. That's what we are doing. Obviously, this is not financial advice. This is just our opinion of what's going on in the market. But I hopefully, you know, you can kind of understand the forces that are driving the sell pressure and know that there are better days ahead.
Yeah, look, a little bit more of an educational style of episode, because, you know, this ultimately drives what the rest of the market is going to do. Hopefully you guys learned a little something today. If you did, make sure to give a like, make sure you guys are subscribed, and then tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.